is coming in Turkey, where government authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. The case dates back to deadly protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under siege by the Islamic State. People in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast along the Syrian border had accused the Turkish army of standing by and just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers' Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests when 36 people died. In a statement, prosecutors said suspects would be sought in 7 provinces. Here in the U.S., Ruth Bader Ginsburg has become the first woman in American history to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, a mark of recognition for her iconic life. The 87-year-old Ginsburg, who spent 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court bench, died a week ago. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he'll name his choice to succeed Ginsburg tomorrow. The number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. is approaching 7 million, more than 20% of all the infections in the world. The American Midwest is a hotspot of growing concern. All states in the region except Ohio have reported more cases in the past 4 weeks compared to the prior 4 weeks, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. Among the latest to test positive, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife both say they have. The U.S. coronavirus death toll is close to 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts worldwide cases at 32.2 million and deaths just shy of a million. The U.S. death toll is closing in on 203,000. Its worldwide case tally is put at 32 million with almost 984,000 lives lost. That comes from Johns Hopkins. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization official says the coronavirus death toll could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and even could be higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. Mike Ryan, head of the WHO Emergencies Program, said in a briefing today his assessment was based on the total number of deaths 9 months after the virus was discovered in China as it nears the grim milestone of 1 million. In Russia, health authorities have issued a recommendation that beginning Monday, the elderly stay at home and that employers allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. More than 7,200 new coronavirus cases were reported in Russia today, the highest daily surge since July. In Moscow, there were 1,500 new infections, up from 700 2 weeks ago. Britain recorded its highest number of daily cases of COVID-19 yesterday, more than 6,600. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reintroduced some pandemic restrictions in a bid to subdue a second wave of infections ahead of winter. The UK has lost nearly 42,000 lives to COVID, with almost 419,000 cases. The City of London has been added to a national COVID-19 watch list. Israel is toughening its second national lockdown as coronavirus infections continue their rapid rise in the Jewish state. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the surge of COVID cases is pushing the nation to the edge of the abyss. Israel has seen its case numbers grow to more than 214,000, with 1,378 fatalities. In Spain, residents in Madrid are being warned of tough weeks ahead amid a new sustained coronavirus spread. The national case count has jumped to 704,000, with 31,000 deaths. There was more racial unrest in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky overnight, and now there is concern over what happens tonight. At issue, the anger with a grand jury's decision not to bring homicide charges against police officers involved in the fatal shooting of African-American Breonna Taylor. With a curfew in effect, Louisville police declared an unlawful assembly as a group of 200 to 300 protesters who had marched through the city retreated to a church set aside by demonstration organizers as a sanctuary. There were at least 24 arrests. The United States has blacklisted several Iranian officials and entities over alleged gross violations of human rights, including sanctions on a judge reportedly involved in the case of an Iranian wrestler, 27-year-old Navid Afkari, who was executed this month. Afkari had been convicted of killing an undercover security guard during political unrest in 2018. He insisted he had been tortured into making a confession. Amnesty International called the execution a travesty of justice. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1.